The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 29 of Love Now. Today's title is A Love That Reveals God. When describing the early Christians, Caecilius said in AD 210, "They know one another by secret marks and signs, and they love one another almost before they know one another." Tertullian said, "It is our care for the helpless, our practice of loving kindness, that brands us in the eyes of many of our opponents. Look, they say, how they love one another. Look how they are prepared to die for one another." Our text today is 1 John 4:11 through 12. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us." Today marks the beginning of our final week on our devotional journey, Love Now, where the focus will be on loving others. The beloved disciple, John, begins 1 John 4:11 by calling believers beloved. By definition, beloved means a much-loved person. John knew that God loved him. He also knew that God loves all people because God is love. He could refer to his audience as beloved since he was confident in the love of God. "If God so loved us" is a rhetorical question. Notice, like John 3:16, the adjective "so." The "if" can also be translated as "since." Since we know God loves us, we ought to love one another. Stephen J. Cole, who explains 1 John 4:11 through 12 in great detail, writes, "Ought implies obligation or commandment. That love can be commanded shows that it is not primarily a feeling, but rather an action based on commitment. Love is not devoid of feeling, but it is also not based on it. We must love others, or we are being disobedient to God. If everyone were easy to love, we wouldn't need this powerful example of God's love or this strong exhortation to love one another. The world loves those who love them. But Jesus commands us to love even our enemies, as seen in Matthew 5:43 through 47. Implicit in what John is saying here is that we must love those who may not be especially lovable or easy to love. If I may speak hypothetically, I'm sure that no one can relate to this. You may have a mate that is self-centered and difficult to live with. John says, "Beloved, if God so loved you, you also ought to love that difficult mate." There may be people in church whom you don't like. John says, "Beloved, if God is so loving to you, you also ought to love that difficult person." It is these difficult situations that God's amazing love in Christ shines forth in us. If you're having trouble loving someone, remember that God loved you while you were yet a sinner. He sent His Son to a world that is filled with sin. If you are His child through the new birth, then you must be the channel for His love to flow to those who may not be very lovable. At first glance, verse 12 seems out of context. John has been discussing God's love for us and our love for one another. Then, somewhat abruptly, he states, "No one has seen God at any time." You wonder, why did he throw that in there? What does God's invisibility have to do with a discussion on love? The same word occurs in the prologue to John's Gospel in John 1:18. "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." But here John continues, "If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us." What does he mean? He means that the unseen God, who was historically revealed in the incarnation of the Son, is now revealed by the indwelling presence of his Holy Spirit in his people when they love one another. It's an amazing thought. People do not see God, and they may not read the Bible, but they do see and read the lives of Christians. They read your Christian home. They read this church. They read you as you interact with others at work or at school. If they see a remarkable, otherworldly love in those places, especially if they see love when they would expect retaliation, they see God abiding in you. Remember that as a Christian, your love can reveal God to those around you. It is exciting to know that God's love can flow through your life and be someone else's first glimpse of God. Here are some questions to reflect on today. How can you show love to someone who is difficult to love? Well, reflect on the phrase, "We also ought to love one another." What does it mean that God's love is perfected in us? What does your life reveal about the love of Jesus Christ? Bless you as you seek to be loving to others today.